It's your boy, Pastor D'Lo. I'm here, you're there. We're about to get it going. It's the River of Living Water podcast, and it starts right now. Placing both feet into the water is an act of faith. Refusing to send along the river. What's up, everybody? Graduating seniors this past Sunday at Morehouse College in Georgia got a huge surprise that made their already memorable day even better. In the middle of his commencement address, billionaire investor Robert F. Smith said that he'd pay off the student loans for the entire graduating class of the historically black college. In fact, his family created a grant that would eliminate their student loans. Paying off all the student loans of nearly 400 graduating seniors at the all-male college, it adds up to about $40 million, according to Morehouse. Smith himself is ranked as the 355th richest person in the world by Forbes, with an estimated net worth of $5 billion. This is a black man who understands the value of not only education, but the value of being someone who can help people and uses his influence and his money to do something beyond the realms of what people can normally do. Now, I understand that everybody maybe can't do what Robert F. Smith does, but it was an amazing display that brought forth a great deal of cheers. And he's being lauded by so many people like Alexandria Ocasio or Cortez of New York, one of the reps of New York. She chimed in, and D. Ray Davis and so many others reached out to on Twitter and various social media outlets. This is to be the start, he said, of what known as a natural experiment. To follow these students and compare their life choices with their peers over the next 10 to 15 years. The reason why they want to do that is they'll be able to do it without the looming, hanging over their head debt of having student loans. Isn't that an amazing thing? This billionaire, this black billionaire, chose to help out students with their student loans rather than put their money in a sports team. There's nothing wrong with that. Rather than put their money into anything else, he puts him and his family's grant money into Morehouse students. So these young men who graduated from Morehouse on Sunday won't have the burden of student debt. Man, I wish I had Robert F. Smith, or I was as a grant writer for me, or someone, or me being a part of that class that graduated. I would love to have had my student loans paid off. In fact, Morehouse's president, David Thomas, said he had no idea the announcement was coming. The people are stunned. And if you look at any of the film footage, you'll see the students turn to each other as if to say, "What did he say?" It got me to thinking, though. If this man is able to do this on such a grand scale, which I think is an amazing and important thing, how much more could we do? How much more can we do to take our sphere of influence to help affect another person who maybe doesn't have the means, or even another generation? We want to explore the idea of paying it forward. We'll be right back. You're listening to the River of Living Water. Welcome back to the River of Living Water. In the first segment, we talked about billionaire investor Robert F. Smith, who has chosen to do something really tremendous with his money. being worth over $5 billion. He was the commencement speaker at Morehouse College this Sunday, and he's paying off the student debt for all of the graduates of the class of 2019. This brings to mind the idea of paying it forward. Paying it forward can be one of the most rewarding things that we can do, since God has been good to us and it lets us share that goodness with others. The idea of paying it forward is a concept that shares the blessing that you've received with others, not because they didn't deserve it, but because you choose to do so. The phrase pay it forward was made popular by the release of the movie in 2000 entitled Pay It Forward. In the movie, a school teacher played by Kevin Spacey gives his class an assignment to look into the world around them and fix what they don't like. One student, played by Haley Joel Osment, comes up with the idea that in order to fulfill the assignment, he pays it forward. A concept that is, number one, something that really helps people. Number two, being something that they can't do themselves. And three, doing it for them and then for them to do it for three other people. In the movie, this concept is conceived by the mind of a small boy and put into action, and it showed to spread around the entire country. Now, this was just a movie, but wouldn't it be great to see that in the real world? In reality, we as Christians are called to live this type of existence. We've been blessed in big ways by God, and we're called to share those blessings with others. God has called us to do this assignment. Now it's time for us to do it. And if we are seeking that, listen, we're going to have to look at these areas where we can help people to pay it forward and a reality of paying it forward. In the Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 37 and 38, it tells us to judge not, lest you be not be judged, and condemn not, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven, and it will be given to you. And it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your bosom. For with the same measure you mete out, that will be measured back to you. Paying it forward is an idea that allows us to explore beyond just the idea of doing stuff selfishly. We live in an age now where a lot of our gospel and a lot of what we preach seems to be self-centered. We do a lot of talking about haters and a lot of about people who don't like us. But what if we would take that idea of paying it forward and take the attitude that says we're blessed to be a blessing? See, in this scripture, the Greek word judge is the source for the English word critic. It means to be critical or be self-righteous in spirit. And if we're honest, we know a lot of self-righteous people. But what if we decided to be people that would no longer be self-righteous, but we've learned how to prefer others above ourselves? What Jesus speaks to us is that we understand that when he says these words, to give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Honestly, we use that a lot when it comes to giving tangible offerings, but it applies even beyond that attitude. It's not just about giving money, but when the idea of giving and it shall be given unto you, if you give love, you will get back love. If you give peace, you will get back peace. If you give grace, you will get back grace. The idea of paying it forward is remembering what Jesus has done for us and always being ready to put someone else in the position of receiving that which we've already received. We've got to move past the point where we're just thinking only and solely about ourselves, but we begin to look at our lives as being relational advancements of Christ's kingdom. What do you mean by that? Understand that life moves at the speed of relationship. So if we choose to allow ourselves to pay goodness forward, goodness will follow all the days of our lives. David writes, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But understand, in order for that goodness to follow us the way we want to, we've got to learn how to be vessels of honor. And that honor is to prefer others above ourselves. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, and I do believe that there are times when you do have to put yourself first. But if we learn how to prefer others above ourselves, we'll begin to reap blessings that we never knew were out there for us. Because if you give, then it shall be given unto you. And if you pay it forward, somebody's going to pay it back to you. This is Overseer Dilo. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, thanks again for listening to the River of Living Water. This is Pastor D'Lo. We appreciate you allowing us to be a part of your day, your evening, whenever you listen to this podcast. And we encourage you to share it out. Share it with a friend, share it with a loved one, share it with someone who you think needs to hear the message. We appreciate you taking the time. And until next time, keep paying it forward.